You're listening to For the Show We Go Baseball podcast.
All right, so you had quite a successful spring training as an NRI, got in a lot of games. What would you say your 2024 spring training went?
It was good. I was happy to be in Major League Camp. You know, even camp in general. Like last year, I got moved over here. I didn't know anybody except people here. And, you know, I was hearing from people in Fort Myers that I didn't know about. So just camp in general was good. And then the game was pretty good. I got off a pretty good start and kind of kept it rolling. I felt good on the mound, felt comfortable up there. So, and then, yeah, just did kind of what I did best and try to get as many quick outs as I could.
I noticed you were getting a ton of swing and misses. Cutter?
Yeah.
Swing and misses on the cutter. Is that something that you were working on over the offseason and that you were kind of taking in? I know you kind of already had it.
It was a new pitch last year.
Yeah.
So we kind of just upped the usage of it. And when we did it, it kind of just picked up and played a little better. Threw it a little bit more and more each game. Played pretty well with the other pitches. So, yeah, like you said, I wasn't fully expecting the swing and miss on it. But once we got him, I was just like, all right, this thing's working pretty well right now. So I had it dialed in pretty good.
What were your thoughts on getting to work with some of the new pitching minds that came in like the Justin Willard, the Andrew Bailey's, like, and those type of guys?
Yeah, it's always good to, as long as you're open to it, it's always good to have feedback from different people. And somebody might say one thing, somebody might say another, but you can use both of them at the same time. So it's always good to have new feedback, fresh eyes. And they kind of had their metrics that they're looking at, and they share them with you. So that's part of the reason the cutter usage was up. And it's good to get to know those guys.
It's your first off season without Nick Robertson in a long time. Did you guys stay in touch at all?
Yeah. He got traded over to the Cardinals, which is their spring training is right where I live now.
Oh.
So we were talking a good bit. He's good. He likes it over there, but miss him for sure. He's looking for a roommate. I was like, where's Nick at?
So going into this year, last year you were kind of using a few different, you were multi-inning guy, one-inning guy. You even started some games, I think, when you were in OKC. So going into this year, they kind of like zeroed you in on a certain role, or are you going to just kind of be a versatile arm out of the pen?
I think more so the latter, just versatility. That's kind of always been my game. If there happens to be a stretch where things are going good for me and we need the one inning later in the game, maybe there, but, probably multi-innings, probably a lot of everything, which I'm cool with.